Oh, well, maybe I could ask you to talk to me about the natural history of Stony Creek. We've talked about the committee, but we talked about... I'd like to know more about the history of Stony Creek. What is it? What's special about this stream? Christine, why don't you start?
Well, I'm involved with the bird group, and apparently we have about 60 species that have been found around here. I haven't seen all that many of them myself, but I'm not that good a birder. You know, we get a whole lot of warblers passing through, but I don't see them because they pass through when the trees are all in leaf and you just can't see them.
So as a bird habitat, it's very important.
It's nice, yeah. Yes.
And I think you were showing me a report that was done in 1990 that was perhaps one of the earliest biophysical surveys of the creek. Is that correct?
Which one was that?
And it was done before the committee.
I'm not sure who made it. This one, maybe?
Yes, yeah. So do you feel like you do have a fairly good baseline then for the environmental history of the creek?
Mm-hmm. I think we do, yes.
Oh, that's the 1995.
This wasn't done by us.
And, that's 1995.
By BC, Minister of Transportation and Highways. They must have had some kind of plans for the area at the time, and Broadway project. Ah, yes, well, so there was just to see what damage they needed to avoid. I expect
when they were doing the improvement to the road.
Yeah.
How has the fish population changed over the past decades?
Well, we didn't get them above the low heat highway to any degree at all until the fish ladder, until the 2004 baffles.
Okay. Yes. Were there fish? No, I interviewed one fellow who grew up in Burnaby and who remembers fishing in Stony Creek. This would have been in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so would there have been fish up there then? I didn't actually ask him exactly where it was on Stony Creek, but it was on Burnaby Mountain somewhere. Yeah.
Well, there certainly have been cutthroat trout in the creeks all the way up, both Eagle Creek and Stony Creek.
Okay.
And so even if the fish weren't able to get from the ocean, from the Pacific, through the Fraser River, through the Burnett, up, the native population of fish that were there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that may be what they were fishing for. I don't know.
Uh-huh. I think the chum were the first to come back in large numbers, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But they gradually worked their way up the creek and didn't get above the low heat, as Alan said, until after they installed the baffles under the low heat in 2004. But they certainly filled up the lower creek until then.
Would you actually go and talk to people who, say, grew up in Burnaby in the 50s and 60s and find out what their experience has been with the creek? Is that a way of getting some idea of what the creek was like in the old
days? We certainly could do, but we haven't done so.
Uh-huh. Again, it's a question of timing, resources, and prioritizing. You know,
well, there's another project. We had to find
a
project.
It would be great if we could find someone who had that knowledge and be willing to share it with us. But
So you've mentioned that the birds are an important part of the watershed. What? Tell me about other kinds of animals. I understand the bear population has actually increased over the last few years.
Not a resident population.
Ah, okay. Well,
probably come down from the mountain, or maybe from the Port Moody side.
Okay.
We just see them occasionally in the fall when they're looking for berries and salmon. But only ones and twos.
We saw some bear scat on the trail from Beaverbrook down to Lougheed. The lady I was with was so excited she actually took a picture of the bear scat. I also spotted a lynx in that area, Wendy and Randy were on a bird watch tour, and they saw lynx moving around. They'd been eating on some of the dead salmon that had just spawned.
What about deer?
Yeah, there are deer. I have to say that when it comes to deer in the mountain, I don't have much love for them, because I attempt to have a community garden up there. And we always used to have a fence and vegetation around the garden. But unfortunately, all the vegetation around the garden was ripped out by SFU people. So now the deer just walk in and eat everything. So you're frustrating.
Where's the community garden?
It's up at SFU.
Oh, is that the one at Nahino Park?
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was originally was city ground, but the city decided to gift it to SFU to get them involved in all their unnecessary bureaucracies and how to manage and run a garden to the point of it being just insanity.
Okay.
Really, gardening is pretty simple. You're putting seeds in the ground and you're growing things. You don't need the level of bureaucratic things that we have. I find it very frustrating. A lot of the other people who have been there for many, many years also find it very frustrating.
I don't know that people have seen deer out, you know, below Gallardi. They tend to stay up on the...
I've seen one along the metro trail.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
From a distance.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them up at the garden. They're eating everything.
Okay.
Chased them, and they just look at me.
And I understand there's a fairly good deer population where the tank farm is. I've heard that.
Certainly on the Suncor tank farm on the other side of the mountain, they have a lot of deer there.
Oh, okay.
And it's a funny story that some of the deer have got to the point of familiarizing themselves with the people, to the point that one of the guy took his ID tag and put it around a deer's neck, and he took a photograph of it, so it looked like it was a Suncor employee. And I heard that from some of the people on the Kinder Morgan tank farm on the other side of the mountain, because all the sort of companies, they do have a vested interest in working together, and there's a commonality. And they were sharing that with me, that they occasionally see them on their lands as well.
Uh-huh.
Think about bears. We had a bear in our neighborhood. It came down Eagle Creek and under the Low Heat Highway, under the culvert in Low Heat Highway, and ambled across our property and down the block.
Yeah. The SFU students did a what they call a bio blitz on the in the conservation area a few years back, and had quite a lot of species, from large to very small.
So it sounds like since the 1990s that a lot more information is available now on the biophysical assets.
Mm-hmm. Of the know where to find it.
Yeah, well, they ought to come here. Look at all those reports. That's great. Perhaps I could ask each one of you, what community values does Stony Creek serve? Christine, do you want to start?
Well, it provides a place for people to get exercise on a regular basis. Because any time we go out on a bird walk, we see people walking their dogs or running or riding the bicycle or pushing the kids along in the stroller. Usually on a weekday morning, I expect the Saturday group does equally well. It's nice to see people out and walking. And there's the community garden out the back there.
And Alan?
I see it from the educational side. The fact that the Stony Creek School is on Stony Creek. The students do go out on walks. Probably I'll go with one this week to see the fish, and so they get that education.
Mm-hmm.
Backing up to talking about the Sapperton Fish and Game Club hatchery, those eggs also go to all of the lower mainland schools that are involved in the salmonid in the classroom projects. So they get a few eggs and they put, you know, they raise them in a tank, and then each school will take them and put them back in the environment somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And John?
Well, I guess for me, the way I see society today in 21st century North America, everyone is pressed for time. The introduction of the web-based society where people are almost on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, people need escapism. People need a way to get away from all of this. And right in Burnaby, we have the Stony Creek watershed, which is a unique watershed, because if you can look at all the other watersheds in the lower mainland, Stony Creek is the only watershed that still has riparian areas that have never been disturbed because of the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area. That's what makes it unique. It provides a place for people to walk, to see, to smell, to hear the birds, see the flowers. It provides a refuge of escapism from their everyday life. And we at the Stony Creek Environment Committee are the stewards that volunteer our time to care, protect, and try and increase the fish populations and have an influence in the management of the whole watershed area for the betterment of the community.
Uh-huh. And what about natural values that Stony Creek serves?
Could you expand on that?
Well, I guess I'm thinking about like biodiversity and that kind of thing.
Well, there's a great degree of biodiversity of plants. Christine has a great lot of experience with birds and botany. If you look at the back of the room, this little box here probably has 100 different samples taken by one of our volunteers of all the different plants, shrubs, trees that grow throughout the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. From the bird point of view, we have a lot of migrant birds that will come. And
mm-hmm.
in the spring, one of the things I look forward to are seeing the rufous hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a bird called a western grosbeak. It's a very beautiful bird with a lovely yellow chestnut breast.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come usually around the 9th or 10th of May. And I look forward to seeing them every spring.
Yes.
So for myself, there's a lot of nature in this small, small zone. And my wife would often say to me, when she sees the nature, how little nature really needs. All it needs are unpolluted waters, peace and quiet, and to be left alone, and it flourishes.
Alan, what would you say about the natural values of Stony Creek?
Well, I see it from the human perspective, in that it provides an opportunity for people to experience awe. If you see a fish in the creek that is longer than the creek is wide, trying to go up the creek, it's exciting, right?
Yes.
And I think that's what the creek, for me anyway, that's what the creek provides.
And Christine, do you want to comment on the natural values of the creek?
Well, the area has been somewhat disturbed over the years, one way or another, and we're trying to get it back to nature. One of the disturbing factors is people throwing out their garden waste because they think it'll rot down. It's good for nature. It isn't. That's where most of the invasives come from. So we spend quite a lot of time, well, not this year, unfortunately, but we have over the years spent a lot of time pulling out ivy and other non-native plants and replacing them with native plants. And the more of that we can do, the better the nature will be, and the better for the creatures that live in nature, whether it's birds or small mammals. As I say, we don't get a lot of big ones. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness, yes.
Frogs, salamanders, yes. And so on.